Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There's always a little bit of a crisis du jour. If we lose this one, Christianity will end. And of course, for 2,000 years, it keeps going. And Jesus said he built his church, and it will keep going. And the other is there's an opportunity du jour. And we can get really excited about these ideas of, well, if only everybody will see this movie, or if only everybody will go to this crusade, or read this book, or join this movement, whatever it would be, that will turn everything around. And at the end of the day, it has never changed. It's always one heart at a time that God uses.
One more excerpt I want to ask you to comment on, and we'll be praying here in just a moment. But you said, every time we treat God's enemies as our enemies, we harden their hearts and build a wall that makes repentance all the more unlikely. Wow, that is something that can stop you in your tracks. Say more if you would.
Well, again, it goes back to the little phrase I used earlier, that our goal is to win them over, not wipe them out. And they can sense, as everybody can, whether you like somebody or don't like them, whether you want the best or you want the worst. Nobody has ever listened to somebody who didn't like them and didn't respect them. It's never happened, and it's never going to happen. So I'm always asking Jesus to help me see what could be with a person rather than what is. See him through the eyes of the cross and the resurrection. And if God's grace is poured out on them, what they can become. If I see that, I'll treat them differently.
You know, when you decide to stand in humility and in hope and wisdom, I mean, there's life in it. I mean, that stuff is the stuff of the abiding life. But you're going to have critics on both sides. But mostly the critics, I think, come from friendly fire, where people interpret that as treason because you're not angry enough. I've heard that, you know. And again, not to at all wink at sin, because sin is destructive to a person's life. But talk about how to be free from the fear of man so that you can walk in the fear of God in this day.
There have always been people that have tried to take God's grace and turn it into their work. And that's what the Pharisees did. And that's what their kind of watchdogs and Rottweilers for Jesus of today do. They kind of think they have a baby Jesus who needs them to protect them. They don't have a King Jesus who, when John the Apostle saw in his vision and revelation, fell down like a dead man in front of. I understand it. If somebody's got a little baby Jesus that needs us to protect them, then they'll be a Rottweiler for Jesus. But I've got a King Jesus. And he doesn't need me to protect him. He needs me to represent him. And those are two very different things.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.